Right now, 99% of agricultural products from 5 Central American countries and the Dominican Republic arrive in the U.S. duty-free. On the other hand, American products arrive in those countries with steep tariffs attached. Among other things, the proposed Central American Free Trade Agreement, or CAFTA, seeks to level that playing field. It could mean anywhere from $1 to $9 billion a year for Western Wisconsin alone, depending on whose numbers you believe. Democrat Ron Kind represents much of that area in Congress.
Right now, the United States marketplace is relatively open. Most countries have access to it. What we're trying to do is deal with the trade barriers that's making it more difficult for us to export our products into these other marketplaces.
But CAFTA is packed with provisions that Kind and many of his colleagues find hard to swallow. The president has authority to negotiate trade deals that Congress can't amend, only vote up or down. And Kind says the Bush White House has come up with a CAFTA agreement he says stands little chance of passing.
Well, as currently negotiated, I'm not too optimistic. I think the president has not gone far enough in regards to basic worker rights provisions that should be in there, the exploitation of child labor, for instance, of basic environmental protections. And quite frankly, we're going to need the American people to pay attention and be engaged. Otherwise, I'm afraid it's going to be the same old, same old.
CAFTA may come to Congress for hearings and debate this summer at the earliest. Terry Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.